Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
I'm chatting with Lindiwe Shibisho. She is the MD REM Channel. Lindiwe, appreciate the time today. Your latest salary and wage survey. South African companies experiencing lowest labor turnover since 2021. It's coming in at 13.5%. I want to drill into the nuances in a moment, but my first question would be, what is labor turnover? I mean, as a novice, what does that actually mean?
Thank you very much, Simon, for the opportunity. Yes, our salary and wage survey report indicated a downward trend in terms of labor turnover. To answer your question directly, we look at labor turnover as making up the termination by employees from various reasons: resignation, non-renewal of contracts, dismissal for operational requirements, dismissal for misconduct, dismissal for incapacity, retirement, and death. Those are typically the reasons why there would be termination or labor turnover for that matter. So all that is incorporated in the 13.5% that we have looked at.
It's the lowest since 2021. On the surface, that looks like a good number, but perhaps it's the other side of the coin. Is this because people are happy in their jobs, or are they simply worried that they couldn't get a job if they leave? In other words, maybe it's artificially low in a sense.
Yes. So what we are seeing, Simon, is actually whilst the 13.5% indicates some stability, which is obviously a good thing in the economy in terms of more employees staying put, this might also be an indicator that the market is not favorable for new job opportunities. And we've seen this if you look at, for instance, the percentage of that labor turnover that is made up of dismissals for operational requirements. It has increased. That basically means more people have been retrenched, or more people are losing jobs because of forced retrenchments as opposed to because they just want to leave the jobs, which then means people are staying on in jobs because they know that they will not necessarily find other opportunities as easily.
This is in essence a disengaged workforce, which is hard, is difficult for a company. It I imagine is not easy to detect, but also is probably then not getting full value from your staff and frankly, a threat to a business.
Absolutely, Simon. That's what we are really worried about, because we don't want to have people that are trapped into their jobs or that are disengaged because the employer wants productivity. Employees also want to perform. I think our studies also show that every individual wakes up to go to a job where they do want to perform. So if there are factors that are limiting their ability to be productive, it does mean that whilst they're staying in jobs, that disengagement may be taking away from the productivity that we all want to see.
Does it give some sense on why some people do leave? I mean, is it just around salary and what your take home is? Or is there more to it? I mean, training opportunities. I mean, maybe it's having a creche or a gym at the place of work.
Absolutely, Simon. So we are seeing a lot of employers responding to these trends through holistic employee value propositions. Interestingly, Simon, although the labor turnover overall, made up of all the reasons I've spoken about, has reduced, we are seeing resignation, which is obviously voluntary turnover, increasing slightly. So it was 37.202% in the last reading, and now it's 39.4. So it's a slight increase, but it still says that those employees that are able, from a skills demand perspective, leave. They are still leaving. And what they are leaving for is better pay. They are leaving for better career prospects or career advancement. And then, yes, all the other factors that you've spoken about in terms of the overall value proposition are important. We are seeing flexibility still very strong, where people would still like to work for an employer that allows for some sort of flexibility in terms of working hours, where they work, obviously, where that job allows for such flexibility. And yes, skills development, training, and so on is quite important as part of that overall value proposition. We are also seeing an emphasis on the support for health. Mental health is a big issue. So organizations that provide that type of help as part of their value proposition also are able to address the disengagement factor.
Actually, perhaps in a weird sense, almost good for broader industries. If employees are sort of taking, I don't know, greater responsibility in terms of their career and bettering their career, as well as, to your point, just around health, mental health, work-life balance, I mean, this makes for better employees overall, generally, I would imagine.
Absolutely, and that's why the value proposition needs to be broader than just salary increases. Those are very important from a hygiene factor. They need to be fair, equitable, but over and above that, employers need to listen to the needs of their employees and make sure that they enable that which will support employees, because then they take away the issues that will negatively impact on productivity.
And the survey also found that the highest resignations were employees with 1 to 5 years of tenure at that particular company. And this can't be good, because there's a disruption in the sense that someone's exiting, you've got to replace them, you've got to then sort of get them up to speed within your company culture. The flip side, of course, is that it's also a cost to the company if you're getting that slightly higher turnover and bad overall for the business.
Absolutely. So, yes, it is worrying that you are seeing that 1 to 5 year being the range at which employees are likely to terminate. Mm-hmm. And you are so right. At that time, you are actually expecting the person to be fully, fully productive so that you can get return on investment in terms of the cost of recruiting them, the yeah. cost of training them, appointing them in a job. So you would really love to manage turnover between those tenures. And obviously, the higher the tenure, the more institutional knowledge and memory the employee has. So it's quite important to find opportunities within the organization to help people advance their careers within, as opposed to letting them leave.
And that then comes back to the responsibility of those employers. You talk around investments in things such as mental health, career, work-life integration, etc. Are we seeing companies sort of broadly come to the party in that and understand that your staff are hugely important, and keeping them happy, content, and frankly, improving in their careers and lives is important?
Absolutely. We are seeing some employers being very responsive in terms of how it is that they support employees. There is, in fact, quite a lot of organizations that are really unpacking the total package in terms of how it can be best optimized to support employees. Mm. We are seeing a real big focus around benefits flexibility, for instance, and this talks to things like retirement fund. It's very important to allow for employees to flex that in terms of their needs, both for the short term as well as in the long term, because it then means employers are working with employees in terms of how to help them save, but at the same time are very conscious of the high financial pressures that a lot of employees are experiencing in the short term, without obviously being irresponsible about it, because we do want to make sure that as many employees retire comfortably when they eventually do.
Yeah, and it is that total package. Rather, salary is important, but I think it is that total package that perhaps is becoming more and more important. And I think rightly so, as you mentioned, it's things like, well, saving for that retirement. It is the sort of mental health. It's all of those bits that fit in as well. We'll leave it there for now. That's Lindiwe Sibisho. She is MD, Rem Channel. Appreciate the time.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.